Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, come on. Follow me, follow me. Representative of the kingdom, y'all. Hey, Mr. Social. New creation, I am, hey, ready for the mission, cause the kingdom has enlisted me. Come on, yeah, and I'm so high I can't come down. Bitch like that, my mind's up on cloud nine. And everything is so clearer. I'm looking back at me with no reflection in the mirror. Come on, he got me spirited away, I feel so free. Knowing that my old life is beneath me. I take a breath, I breathe easy, I'm so gone. Drunk up in the spirit, feeling like I'm comatose. Life is better than it used to be. Can you imagine everything you ever thought of? Could have happened, cause I take first the vision that I've been given. God put it in me to accomplish that, be that kingdom business. Listen, the world will fit and I know that I'm already gone. Like a 747 jet, homie, I'm off in the zone. Now come on, come on. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down, you know. Hey, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down. Now that I stand and look at the skies above, out of place is what I'm feeling when I think about Jesus' love. The way he gave up himself on the cross and died for my sins, it makes me tell myself that I can never go back again. My mental and physical DNA I know has been changed. Now can you feel that? That's the Holy Spirit on me, just like the rapture. Changed in the blink of an eye. I'll be your representative of him till the day that I fly. So catch the wave and follow me to the street at the goal, where everybody is in harmony and God's in control. Come on, your soul, cause believers operate from the spirit. And there's no devil in the world that can ever come near it. Better get with it. It's that love that'll make you test the skies. And the more that I get deeper, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher and higher and high, and high, getting higher and higher and high, and high, and high, and high. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down, you know. Hey, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher, and I can never come down.
I finally understand what I've always heard.
Everything gon' be fine. You just gotta let go and let God.
I spent so many years trying to work for His love.
Come on, come on, follow me, follow me. Representative of the kingdom, y'all. Hey, Mr. Social. New creation, I am, hey, ready for the mission, cause the kingdom has enlisted me. Come on, yeah, and I'm so high I can't come down. Bitch like that, my mind's up on cloud nine. And everything is so clearer. I'm looking back at me with no reflection in the mirror. Come on, he got me spirited away, I feel so free. Knowing that my old life is beneath me. I take a breath, I breathe easy, I'm so gone. Drunk up in the spirit, feeling like I'm comatose. Life is better than it used to be. Can you imagine everything you ever thought of? Could have happened, cause I take first the vision that I've been given. God put it in me to accomplish that, be that kingdom business. Listen, the world will fit and I know that I'm already gone. Like a 747 jet, homie, I'm off in the zone. Now come on, come on. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down, you know. Hey, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down.
Now that I stand and look at the skies above, I just face this world I'm feeling when I think about Jesus' love. The way he gave up himself on the cross and died for my sins, that makes me tell myself that I can never go back again. My mental and physical DNA I know has been changed.
Now can you feel that?
That's the Holy Spirit on me, just like the rapture.
Come on,
changed in the blink of an eye.
I'll be your representative of him till the day that I fly.
So catch the wave and follow me to the streets at the goal, where everybody is in harmony and God's in control.
Come on,
your soul, cause believers operate from the Spirit.
And there's no devil in the world that can ever come near it. Better get with it.
It's that love that'll make you test the skies. And the more that I get deeper, I keep growing, keep climbing. Getting higher and higher and high and high. Getting higher and higher and high and high and high.
I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down, you know. Hey, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down.
I finally understand what I've always heard.
Everything will be fine. Gotta let go and let God.
I spent so many years trying to work for his love,
his grace,
his favor and mercy. But he showed me I was doing it wrong. Cause how can you pay for a gift that he already gave? You need to stand up knowing that he loves you.
He's got you.
Just hold on.
I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down, you know. Hey, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting high.
Kelly boy, Kelly boy,
keep climbing, getting high.
Bang loud, bang loud.
Keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down.
Don't jump, don't jump.
I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2, you're in the building. What's cracking and how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in, yes sir, yes ma'am. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, all right? Today's topic, 3 steps to following Jesus successfully. Yeah, 3 steps. To following Jesus successfully. Today, we will better understand how to follow Jesus successfully with 3 things that he told us to do. By doing these 3 things that Jesus told us to do, you can follow him and you'll be following him successfully. Now, these are 3 steps. There ain't no 3 little steps, though. These ain't no little steps, but these are doable. Yeah, but these are doable steps. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, they're not little steps. These big steps, but they doable. You know what I'm talking about? So 3 things he told us to do will help us to follow him successfully, which were deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. Yeah, follow Jesus. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. Hear what God is saying also. Do what God is saying, all right? Hear what he is saying. Also put it into action. Put some action with your faith. Work your faith, all right? This is not religion. Don't get stuck or caught up in religion, okay? Nah, this is, the word of God is living. God is alive forevermore. You know what I'm talking about? So we are worshiping him now in the spirit and in the truth. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, woman, children, we appreciate you tuning in. All We're going to learn, better understand how to and what it means to deny ourselves and to take up our crosses and follow Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah all day to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of Gods. That's right. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and God of Gods. That means there's nobody else above him. Yeah, he's the Almighty. He's the one that everyone has to answer to. And he don't have to answer to no one. But if you're in a relationship with him, yeah, you get some special privileges and benefits. You know what I'm talking about? As a matter of fact, before we pray, let me read this. Since we're talking about benefits, because, see, I don't be like, you know, y'all don't have to take my word. I give you this concrete evidence from the word of God. You know what I'm talking about? But it says right here in Psalms chapter 68, verse 19, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Yeah, blessed be the Lord who daily, it don't stop. Monday through Friday, it don't stop. It goes through the weekend too, yeah. Every day, he daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Blessed be him who daily loads us with benefits, with good things, with blessings. Yeah. That's where I'm understanding what they mean. Count your blessings. Yeah, I'm asking God to point them out. Let me go ahead and thank you for them. Yes, sir. All right. So, yeah, man. Well, man, children and teenagers, let's pray. Three steps to following Jesus successfully. Father, we know that you are the one that can and that will allow us and help us and let us follow you, Jesus, successfully. Father, you just have your way in our lives. Yes, Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Father, you get your glory from our lives and from this broadcast. Thank you for making it plain. Let us be hearers and doers of your word. Let us have faith in you and let us put our actions with that. Yeah, let us work our faith in you, never taking any of your glory, for it's you that's in us, that's willing, that's making us want to do your will, and that's carrying out your will. And we don't have a problem with that, Father. So you continue to have your way. Thank you, Father, and I ask you for forgiveness. And we receive your forgiveness for all of our flaws and shortcomings. Yeah, you God. So you're full of mercy. And we need that. And your grace. So we receive that. And we thank you for it. And we worship you in the spirit and in the truth. And we live before you in the spirit and in the truth as well. We're going to praise you in the spirit and in the truth. And you get your glory from our lives, Father. In the almighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Yeah. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Catch us live on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. You know what I'm talking about? Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Catch us live. And Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Catch us live. We got those free good newsletters ready for you every 2 months on the 15th of the month. Yeah, free good news letters. All right? Ready for you every 2 months on the 15th of the month. To receive these, just contact When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. Yeah, that's your homie, Oasis. You know what I'm talking about? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. We'll get you hooked up and ready for these emails. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, with it. We appreciate you being here. All right? We are a 100% transparent, 100% authentic broadcast. Yeah, worldwide interactive broadcast, meaning you can interact by listening. You can interact by catching us live and then pushing one to talk or what have you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, over here, we pray. Just did that. We'll do it again. If you got a special prayer request or whatever, we got you. All right? We worship and we praise over here. That's our lifestyle. We do that every day. So right now, when we come together, we do it here. We don't forsake the assembling of ourselves. Yeah. We are the church. So we come together. And when we come together, since we have been worshiping him and praising him during the week, or what have you, when we come together, we're going to worship him and praise him together. That's what this is about. Yeah. He inhabits the praises of his people. You know what I'm talking about? He accepts it, and he right there. Yeah, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and bless him. So over here, we get that worship and that praise up unto our Father. Yeah. And then we get these scriptures on deck to feed our faith. Mm-hmm. We get our problems solved, real life problems solved by doing. Yeah, because we put our faith in action together. You know what I'm talking about? All right? So we appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's get ready, get our hearts and minds ready to worship God, our Father. So we got a good broadcast, some good scriptures coming up. 3 steps to following Jesus successfully, man. That's good right there. Yeah, and don't be trying to steal it either. Mm-hmm. Get him, Jesus. That's all I'm going to say on that one. Yes, sir. But yeah, man, be inspired. Grow. And make sure you're giving God all of his glory. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. So let's worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. We're thankful. We appreciate you. We appreciate you tuning in. All right? Let's worship and praise, too.
Come back for your bride, and I know.
Yeah, we just thought we just smooth that thing on out for you. You know what I'm talking about? Did you like that? All right, all right. I enjoyed that myself. You know what I'm talking about? Got me in a smooth mood there. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout outs to you and much love. We appreciate you tuning in. I feel like preaching already. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. God is so good, man. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. That's every day, man. God loading you down or loading you up, whatever one or both, with benefits, though. Daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. You better start looking for them benefits and thanking them. You know what I'm talking about? For real, man. We always got a reason to be thankful and praise God, man. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. Today's topic, 3 steps to following Jesus successfully. And we keep on going. We're going to get there. I know y'all ready for the scriptures. We getting there. I'm ready for them, too. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. We'll stay on this one right here for now. Psalms chapter 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Yeah, this is the day that the Lord has made. Put that in there too. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. That's every day. That goes right with this one. Daily loads us with benefits. Blessed be the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember this, you can call in when we are recording live. You can call in. The number is 563-999-3702. Excuse me. 563-999-3702. You can listen or speak by pressing 1 on your phone. And it'll let us know that you're ready to talk and say something over this way. All right, so press 1 to speak, or you can just listen that way, or you can listen on the go. Listen on the go. This is the way I suggest you listen. Take your earbuds with you live. You know what I'm talking about? Or from the archives, though. But I suggest you listen that way. Gives more quality sound when you're going through the internet. However, if it's more convenient for you on the phone, we got you. That's what the number is for. 563-999-3702. We appreciate everybody who tunes in, who has been tuning in. We came up to 12 years of broadcasting live. Back in, August, last month, 2022. 12 years on the broadcast, man. We've been doing this thing, man. And I think about when it first started, I wasn't even studying it, though. Because this Pastor Dean, was trying to, Pastor Dean Watson, he was trying to get me to get on Blog Talk and all that. And I was trying to avoid it, started trying to avoid it. Like, man, forget that. But he was, he made sure he stayed on it. And, you got to be consistent, and persistent, too. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, persistence pays off because he kept on asking me, and I was trying to brush it off, but got on here, and I appreciate him for doing that because now we have been on here for 12 years and counting. Thank you, Jesus. All glory going to God. You know what I'm saying? A shout out to Pastor Dean. Much love to him. You know what I'm saying? For him doing that 12 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And, listening to the God in him. You know what I'm saying? And that's who I listen to, too. I listen to the God that's in somebody. I'm not going to necessarily listen to these folks and their opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'll hear the God in you. That's what I'll hear. All right? But all glory to God, man. 12 years on the broadcast. You know what I'm talking about? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. So every broadcast that we've done, y'all can always Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ and pull it up and listen to it in its entirety. Or, 30 minutes, whatever you got to do, 15 minutes, whatever. You know what I'm saying? However you got to do it. We appreciate everybody who has been a part of it. You know what I'm saying? All for God's glory. All right? Good newsletters. Yes, sir. Aren't you tired of hearing all this bad news? Chaos and confusion in the world? Got some good news for you. Yeah, tune into the When Hip Hop Meets the Christ Good News Letter. Get it free. Yeah, get it free. Sent straight to your email every 2 months on the 15th of the month. Full of God. Full of His anointing. Full of encouragement. and his power. Yeah, there's so much stuff in there. It'll last you for 2 months. It'll last you for a lifetime, really. I'm just saying. Yeah, it's full of God. It's full of his anointing. It's full of encouragement and his power. Also, the gospel album and the audio book by Oasis are available as well, all right? So to contact When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, sign up for the free newsletter, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com for the free newsletter full of God, his anointing, encouragement, and his power. You know what I'm talking about? All right? And if you want the gospel album, the hip hop album, 13 tracks on there, you want the audio book, you know what I'm saying? 3 discs, but however you want it, we got it digital too, you know what I'm saying? Like, what, 31 chapters, something like that? Yeah. But we got it all for you, ready. You can also contact When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Gmail for that. All right? Appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate everybody being a part of this. You know what I'm saying? As we're moving on, man, I'm excited and enthusiastic over here about getting into the topic for today, man. 3 steps to following Jesus successfully, and we're getting there. However, y'all know we got to go to the next segment of the broadcast, which is the Knock 'em Down segment. Yeah, Joshua's Wall, we knock them down. Oh, you ain't familiar with that? Okay, the God versus any issue segment of the broadcast. How about that one? Any issue that you got, any problem that I got, any problem you got too, any concern that we got, you know, we give it to God. Mm-hmm. And he going to give us victory. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he going to give us victory. This is also the time. Well, we give the thin skin, you know, the easily offended folks. It's a lot of them these days, too, boy. Yeah, America used to be tough, real tough. Now America is sissified. I said it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we tough. We are proud to be in America. All that America was tough. Now they, you offend me. Ooh, you offend me. Ooh, you don't agree with me. That means you hate me. Ooh, sissified. Yeah, because this is also a chance for the thin skin and itching ears. This is your chance to leave. Go do something else with yourself, right? Or repent and get this Jesus with the rest of us. You know what I'm talking about? That, the theme music already playing, ain't it? Yes, sir. Let me turn it up a little bit for you.
Past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk.
Are we understood?
Yeah, I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible is unreliable, ambitious rules, they're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population's under mass indoctrination? Classrooms are turned to fixing schools. Get your mind right, learn to think your lies right. They hit you with the side swipe before the full switcheroo. They defeat and you a script, it was delicious food. How you can be the master of your fate and reinvent the rules. They renamed it progress and said that it's the truth. Don't listen to the nonsense, the Christians, they're religious fools. You see, they told you what to see.
Well. Mm-hmm. We can't live in this world selfishly and against God and without God and not have no consequences for it. You cannot constantly live in disobedience and hang out with Satan and not get consequences for your behavior. Excuse me, that's not how God operates. He don't go or disappear, become irrelevant just because you don't believe in him or I don't believe in him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's still God. What I'm talking about. So yeah, man, my issue for today is I'm really ready to go ahead and get into these scriptures and get into today's topic. How about we do that? You know what I'm talking about? 3 steps. Yeah, these 3 steps to following Jesus successfully. Yes, sir. 3 steps to following Jesus successfully. Deny himself. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we ain't gonna stop there though. I'm just saying. Yeah, we about to open that up right there. We're gonna understand what denying yourself means. We're gonna understand what taking up your cross means. And we're gonna understand what continuing to follow Jesus and following Jesus means. So we can do these things. Alright? So the first scripture we're gonna jump it off with, open up with, will be Mark chapter 8. Matthew, Mark. So it's the second book in the New Testament. Mark. Chapter 8. Let's go there. Mark, chapter number 8. Get into these scriptures, man. Three steps to following Jesus successfully. Mark chapter 8. Once you find Mark chapter 8, you're going to start with verse number 34. So Mark chapter number 8. The big chapter 8 under Mark. The big 8. And then go to the small 34. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. We're going to start right there. I'm waiting for you. Give you a few seconds to get there. Not rushing you. Yeah. We ain't rushing. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, Ukrainian. We're godly. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not religious. Not Christianity, not Islam, not popish. What? Oh. Mm. Yeah, we're godly, sons of God. We follow Jesus Christ, disciples, everything this Bible says. Not what outsiders call us. What Jesus calls us. What does God call us? What does he make us? Yeah, disciples, sons of God. As many, the scriptures say this itself, as many as are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Are you led by the Spirit of God? Not by your emotions, not by your logic, not by your logic or knowledge. Yeah, not by your senses. What feels right, smells right, tastes right, and the other two. Right? Okay. Yeah. So, Mark chapter number 8, verse number 34 says, and when he had called the people, he called who? The people. Still talking to the people these days. The word of God is for the people. We, the people. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whoever will, or whoever wants, whoever going to use their will to come after me, let him deny himself. First thing. If you're going to follow after Jesus, whoever wants to follow after Jesus, whoever's going to use their will to do God's will, right? Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Verse 35. For whoever will save his life shall lose it. But whoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Now, hold on. Before we go further, let's go back to breaking this, deny himself, taking up his cross, and follow me. Let's break that down. Okay? Denying yourself. Deny your selfish ways. Yeah, deny who you are without Jesus. Deny who you are without Jesus. Deny that one. Mm-hmm. Deny who you can become without Jesus. Deny that person. Who you are without Jesus and who you can become without Jesus. Deny yourself. Deny your own way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to have my own way. I'm going to choose God's way. Yeah, this is all about denying. So I guess I should have looked up a synonym for deny, another word for deny, okay? But because I know what it means, now that we're teaching here, deny yourself. What is it? Decline, turn down. keep away from yourself. Yeah, decline, refuse. Yeah, deny yourself. Don't become that person that you can become without Jesus. Deny that person. Refuse to have your own way. Yeah, deny the things that only have selfish benefits, that only benefit yourself. Deny that. Yeah, deny your selfish ways. Got it? Refuse selfish ways. Only things that benefit you. Yeah, you got to deny that. This is step one. He said deny yourself. Refuse. Decline to live this life that you can live without Jesus, because it's really not a life if you're living without Jesus. And we all been there before. Some people are still there. You know why? Because Jesus, he is the life. So you, if you don't have Jesus, you're not living anyway, because he is the life. So I think we pretty much understand what deny yourself means by now, right? All right? Decline. Refuse to become this one. Refuse to live this life without Christ, because he is the life. So you got to deny yourself if you're going to follow Jesus. That's step one. Then take up your cross. Take up your cross. All right? First of all, you got to know, take up your cross means stop trying to be somebody else. Be you, number one. Take up your cross. It got everything to do with your purpose. You know, the purpose that God put you here for. Take up your cross. Yeah, you got a cross to carry too, just like Jesus, right? He carried one for us. We're going to carry ours for him. I am. Somebody say, me too. I'm going to carry my cross for Jesus. So take up your cross. This is step two. Deny yourself, step one. Your selfish ways and all that. Step two, take up your cross. Live God's way and do your purpose. Yeah, the purpose that God put you on earth for. You got to go to him to know what that is, to find out what that is. And you keep seeking him and until he tell you what it is. And you keep seeking him after that too. Yeah, because it's the purpose that he created you for. So take up your cross. Stop trying to be somebody else. Be you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, take up your cross. Live your life on purpose and for the purpose that God created you for. That's step two. Step three, follow Jesus. Yeah, do what Jesus did. Following his steps. He's the trailblazer, so go down the path. He already blazed the trail for us. Yeah, we got a high priest. We can relate to him. He can relate to us. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, do what Jesus did. He was in flesh and blood, just like us. Mm-hmm. Except he didn't sin. So that's why you can still follow him when you fall short. Still follow him. Yeah, he is the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. His grace and his love is bigger than our shortcomings. Yeah, so do what Jesus did. All right? Love God. You know he loved God, right? All right, so love God and obey God. That's what Jesus did. So that's step three. Follow Jesus. Do what Jesus did. He already... the trailblazer. That means he already blazed the trail or knocked down all the trees and everything in the wilderness and made a good trail. Got all the snakes and rats and whatever else in the wilderness. Got rid of all them. Yeah, now you got a trail that you can go down. So he blazed the trail for us. Follow Jesus. Do what he did. Now, that's Mark chapter 8. All right, let's go to verse 35 now. It says, for whoever, Mark chapter 8, verse 35, for whoever will save his life, whoever want to save his life, whoever going to use his will to save his life, shall lose it. That sounds crazy, right? But it ain't crazy because Jesus is the Savior. And you cannot save your own life. And nobody else can save your life. I don't care what kind of medicines and shots and all that they come up with and promise you to do this, that, and the other. No, you cannot save your own life, and nobody else can save your life. Only Jesus the Christ can save your life. Yeah, because that's how God made it. For whoever will save his life, whoever want to save his life, use his will to save his own life, being selfish too, but you're going to lose it. It says, whoever will save his life shall lose it. But whoever shall lose his life for my sake. If you lose your life, lose who you were, and lose all that success that you had without Christ, right? And even if you have to lose your life, period, off the earth, for Jesus' sake and the gospel's, the same shall save your life. Yeah. Put your faith in the right place. Because if you lose your life for Jesus' sake and the gospel of Christ, the same you shall save your life. That's how you save it. Whoever will save his life shall lose it. But whoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. That's how you preserve your life. Yeah, if you lose your life for your because you won't compromise on Jesus, okay, so be it. To live is Christ, to die is gain. That's promotion. We ain't going to be down here with the evil no more when we get promoted anyway. But while we're here with this evil in the world, to live for us is Christ. Yeah, we ain't studying evil. We focused on Christ. Yeah, we following Jesus. We're denying ourselves. We're taking up our crosses, right? And following Jesus, right? So Mark chapter number 8, verse 36 says, for what shall it profit a man, or what shall it profit a woman, or what shall it profit a children of? What shall it profit a teenager in? How about this one? What shall it profit a human if he shall gain the whole world, or she shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul or her own soul? What shall it profit a human if they gain the whole world, not just riches, but the whole world, and lose their own soul? Nothing. Because you got to give up your soul so you can have the whole world, right? You know how many rich, super rich billionaires that we know about them or what have you, and people look up to that doesn't have a soul, though? He said, what you going to do if you gain the whole world? What profit is that? This Jesus teaching us. What shall it profit a man? What shall it profit a human if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul, though? You got everything that the world can offer, but you ain't got no soul. Verse 37 says, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You done gave your soul to something else, and you ain't even give it to God. And now you're standing before God soulless. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Selling your soul. There you go. You see what I'm saying? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 38 says, whoever therefore shall be ashamed of me, if you're going to be ashamed of Jesus and of my words, of Jesus' words in this adulterous and sinful generation. Now, we're living in the adulterous. Yeah, not right. Adultery is somebody, you know, that's married and going outside with a marriage. That's adultery, right? If you ain't married and you married to Jesus and you're going outside and breaking the rules, okay. Now, I'm glad I ain't no adultery. Okay, God got you just now. You know, break the rules on Jesus? Yeah. Because folk be thinking we above each other and all. Put your behind right here. Everybody in the same category. But this is an adulterous and sinful generation. Okay? You're not supposed to agree with what they're saying. You're not supposed to do what they are doing because it's adulterous and it's sinful. And even if you didn't know what adulterous and sinful was, you got to know that it's something that's against God. Yeah, it's something that's against God. And if you are for God, you are for Christ, then you're not going to be agreeing with this adulterous and sinful generation that we're living in. Because we're in verse 38. We got stuck a little bit. We still good, though. It's good, a good place to be stuck. The beginning of it, though, Mark chapter 8, verse 38 says, whoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words. You all hard and going hard for Jesus when you in church or in service, but then in public, you weak. If you, this is who you're talking to, you. Whoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, because you're trying to fit in with them, and this is an adulterous and sinful generation. You don't supposed to fit in with them. You see what I'm saying? We're supposed to represent Jesus and his words. But it says, if you're going to be ashamed of him, it says, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, or of her. Whoever going to be ashamed of Jesus and his words in this backwards world, The same person, it says, of him or her also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes. Yeah, when he comes, he's going to be ashamed of you in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. When he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels, he's going to be ashamed of you if you don't represent him. Yeah. See, when we representing Jesus and standing up for Jesus, keeping faith in God, we stand up for Jesus in this world, he's standing up for us and making intercession for us and standing up for us in front of God in heaven. You see what I'm saying? Come on, man. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I like that. I like that. This is, it done got good. You know what I'm talking about? Where we going? Keep a bookmark right here in Mark. We got to go somewhere. We got to go to Hebrews, but we're coming back to Mark in a minute. So let's go to Hebrews right now, chapter 11. Yeah, these are things to go with and things that will help us. Now these scriptures that we're about to get into, the continuing of the broadcast, are to help us and strengthen us, you know, empower us to be able to deny ourselves, to take up our crosses, and follow Jesus successfully. All right? So Hebrews chapter 11, we'll be right back over there to Mark. All right? So Hebrews chapter 11, let's get there first. And verse number 6, Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Give you a few more seconds. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Three steps to following Jesus successfully. Are you enjoying this? I hope you are, because I know I am. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, but without faith. So you got to use faith. You can't have God without faith. So without faith, it is impossible to please him. So the number one thing you got to have is faith with God. Because without faith, you can't even please him. It's impossible. Ain't no way in the world you're going to please God without faith. So that kills religion. All right? Because it's about faith in God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. Do you believe that God is God? Yeah, you got to believe that he is God. Okay? Do you believe that God is the God of this Bible? Yeah, the one that we read about in this Bible and experience through? Yeah, we experience, get to know him through this word, man. Yeah, and just spending time with him. So he that comes to God, whoever comes to God, you got to believe that he is God. You got to believe that he is God. And don't stop there. Believe that he is God, and then it says, and that he is a rewarder. So you got to believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You're going to be diligently seeking him because you're going to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. That's going to put you on the road to diligently seeking him. I'm talking about going hard after God. Yeah. Because you're denying all your selfish ways and your selfish benefits. And to do it in your life now, all you got to do is do everything you're doing unto God. Everything in your life will really be fruitful, even in them dry season. So back over here, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, one more time. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God, or she, whoever comes to God, must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. You got to believe that he is God, and you got to believe that he will bless you and make your life beautiful. Yeah, you got to believe that he does daily load you with benefits. Do like I did. Tell God to point them out so you can thank him. Yeah, point them out for me because I might can't see him. So just point them out, and I'm going to thank you every time you point them out, them benefits. He said, it's a daily, God daily loads us. And if God packing you down with some benefits, bro, you pack down with some benefits. If he daily loading you, look who it's coming from. With benefits, though, not problems. Yeah, now you can really understand that saying, too blessed to be stressed. Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. I feel like preaching now. Yes, sir. Yeah, that came alive then, boy. You probably ain't never heard that before. Me either. I ain't heard. I didn't.
I ain't received it like that. I ain't heard it before like that. That had life in it. Now you know what too blessed to be stressed is, because God daily load you down. Loading you down or loading you up, both of them, with benefits. And yo, the benefits coming from God, shawty. Not a man, not a woman, not a child. Preach, Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. So you got to believe that he is God, and you got to believe that he will reward you, and you got to be diligently seeking him, chasing him. Like, diligently, don't be shouting him out. You know, I just want to shout out to God after you won an award like they be doing. And ain't none of your songs about God or one of them or whatever. I just want to thank my God. They don't even mess around. Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. They don't even say Jesus' name no more. They be talking about, in your name we pray. Yeah, I ain't letting them slide with nothing. The Holy Spirit ain't letting them slide with nothing. In your name. In your mighty master's name. Say it then. Say it. Say it. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. They won't say it. Jesus. I'll say it. Hallelujah. Jesus. Help me say it, y'all. If you follow Jesus, say Jesus. Jesus. Yeah, you ain't saying it just because I said it. You just calling on Jesus with me. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. They won't say it. We got you, Father. Like you got us. Jesus, we got you. All right, let's go back over here to Mark. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. We moving right along, man. Yeah. Too blessed to be stressed, because daily he loads me with benefits. Then it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Then it says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm talking about daily. He loads us with benefits. Yes, sir. You better take these three steps to following Jesus successfully so you can get these benefits. Yes, sir. Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12. Whew. Go to verse 29. Mark chapter 12. All right, Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12, verse 29 says, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel. So turn that music off. So hear, O Israel. Hear this, followers of Christ. The Lord our God is one Lord. That's number one. There ain't a bunch of them. The Lord our God is one Lord over everything, over everybody. That's our God. Our God is the God, the Lord. Okay, he's the Lord. And we made him our God. See this? The Lord. That's who he is. Our God. We acknowledge him that he our God too. First, you got to acknowledge that he the Lord without you even acknowledging that he is God. He's the Lord regardless. So that goes for people who don't even believe in him and for those that believe in him, yeah, the Lord. Then go to the next one, our God. That's for those of us that put our faith in him and those that will. So the Lord, our God, is one Lord, ain't number one God. Just like people got it down pat, ain't number one devil. Every religion is over 4,000, no, yeah, over 4,000 religions, and every religion believe in one devil. But not the same one God. Ain't number one God. Whether we can get it right or believe in it or not, it's still one God. And you can't beat the one devil without the one God. You can't beat the devil with religion. Oh, okay. You can't beat the devil with speaking in tongues. You know, the devil come up with so many. That's what religion is. Religion. Legion, they are many. There are many demons. That's the legion. Yeah. The devil just misspelled the word or got us saying it wrong, so we wouldn't know. But religion, it's so many religions, right? It's over 4,000. When the demons that was in that man, when they rolled up on Jesus and he cast them out, and they jumped into them pigs, it was about 3,000 pigs. See what I'm saying? Legion means we are many. That's what they told him when Jesus said, what's your name? When he asked the demons, yeah, what's your name? He said, my name is Legion because we are many. Look at all them religions. See, the devil hiding in religion, messing a whole bunch of folks up because they in religion, because religion rejects Jesus. That's the main part. Yeah, religion rejects Jesus. Religion is different beliefs. Religion got your own works caught up in that thing. Yeah. It don't tell you that you got to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow Jesus. Because one of the main things, one of the main reasons people get caught up in religion, they reject Jesus. He is despised and rejected of men. But we following Jesus over here. All right, so the Lord our God is one Lord. Back over here, Mark chapter 12, go to verse 30. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. That's why you got to deny yourself. And all the stuff that you love, yeah, because it can't compare to this new love. Yeah, that's why you got to deny yourself and all the stuff that you love, because it can't compare to this new love or this true love from God, because God is love. Ain't nothing can't compare. You supposed to give up everything and everybody when it come down to God. And love you got for him, yeah, give up everything that you love for this new love and this true love. Yeah, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. Yeah, all of your heart got to go into God, loving God. Yeah, all of it. And with all your soul. Don't worry. If he asks for all of it, he ain't selfish. But just give it to him. Give everything to him, and he going to redistribute it out. See? He going to redistribute it out through you. Give everything you got to him. And he going to redirect it. I'm talking about redistribute it out through you in your life. So, Mark chapter 12, verse 30. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. All of it. Not part of it. All of it. And with all your soul. Yeah, yeah, that's right. And with all your mind, your whole brain. Love God with all of your heart. Love God with all your soul. Love God with all your mind. And love God with all of your energy, your strength. Put all your energy into him. Do what you're doing unto God. Do what you're doing as God. Like God is watching, because he is. He's your boss. Yeah, he the head of every man and woman. That the one that can go over every man and woman. I don't care who they are. God go over all of them. So you can always override a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl with God. Jesus is Lord. But you got to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. This is the first commandment. This coming from Jesus. Love God with everything. Then verse 31 says, and the second commandment is like it. Namely this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Think about it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love don't do no harm to nobody. Love your neighbor as yourself. You should be looking at everybody through love. You know what I'm saying? All right? So even when that devil backing up through them, it'd be hard, but you got to know that you don't wrestle flesh and blood. Because God, and you, we're godly, we're led by his spirit. He know how to bust Satan up, yeah, and spare that human being. You hear what I'm saying? All right? Sometimes you have to go ahead and, you know, you always hit Satan, though. You have to kick the devil and the human being out. Like, y'all both got to go, yes, sir. Because they letting the devil operate through them. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah. But God always got, he got the authority and the final say so. Jesus is Lord over Satan. So instead of cussing people back out, cussing people out, yeah, you got to say Jesus. Bring Jesus to the scene. Fight like he fights. So the second is like it, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment, none other commandment greater than these. Yeah, you want to know how to please God? Yeah, love him with everything. All your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Then love humans. Love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah. That's real good. We're going to take a break right now. And we'll be right back. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. 3 steps to following Jesus successfully. And we getting blessed. Because we just learning it. We learning it. Getting blessed by learning it. So So just imagine what's going to happen when God starts applying it and doing it through our lives. Because we're hearing what he's saying, and we're doing what he's saying too. You know what I'm talking about? We receive it. Got to believe it. When hip-hop meets the Christ, all right? So we'll be right back.
Yeah. The best thing in life is Christ. Believe it. It's the revolution. Smile for me, man. You know? Pick your head up, man. It's all good. You know? Storm pass. Thank you, Jesus. I remember waking up with the homie banging on the glass, talking like, bruh, man, planes just crashed in the building. Daycares, children, wives, husbands, bush in the classroom, buzzing, buzzers, vultures, destruction of culture, carved sculptures, early bird, I quote you. So absurd motives, exploited for the poster, AIDS manufacturers by a luminary, don't you? Think for a second that we sleeping, Obama in the morning, Osama in the evening, brainwash the heathens, freeze dry the semen, abort the coming life with the cowardice and grievance, profit off disaster, laughter the sinister, belong to his church for the help from the minister, literature, breathe through my pen like this, and nah, it ain't stopped when he gave me priceless, and I'm nice with I'm living in this world where the sin functions. Still discussing with the revolution, music and the raps. Whether in the church house or spinning in the track, we in it for the fact that our backs is up against the wall in the resurrection of life with Christ in God. Some difficulty looming in my life, so I pause. Answer when I'm called. These the last days, y'all. I miss what you were saying in the song. Stop playing, you ain't living what you're saying in the song. Those damn bad ain't celebrating poverty. So why you making music like you came from the poverty? Properly, put it back in place. This is my revolution worldwide. Let Christ decide. Open up your eyes, we arrived as the children. The advent and advocate, Jesus still with us. In the World War III ain't a mystery to me. And even though we want peace, it's truth that we see. The truth be the real, what you kill in the blood spill. But so is life and so is Christ and you feel. Dealing with the subject matter, watch. And I ain't really tripping off the hands on the clock. And we gon' die in the way of disciple. And that's a brighter day, eternal life is survival. So tell me what they saying with that God gave his talent. My flow like Vader, came to bring balance unchallenged. Rattle at the serpent, penetrate the surface. Walk upon the dirt with a purpose. Curtains for the haters, lights out busters. We can always pray, but you don't want the ruckus. Trust me, potential is similar to ruckus. Cold in the winter and I'm hotter than the summer. And you
I'm living for the night, I'm living for this world, this life. I'm living for the night.
Yeah. I hear him talking, man. Still talking.
I hear him.
Still talking.
I hear him.
Over here we walking. Life.
Life.
For real.
For real.
Please understand what this is. Servitude in the form of psalm and hymn unto the living God Jesus Christ. That's all. The icing on the cake, baby. You know?
Yeah.
Thessalonians 4:16.
Chapter number 9.
I see you, King. Oasis. Living water.
The truth comes out when you're squeezed. When we are squeezed, that usually brings us to our knees. People usually pray when in trouble. That's cool and all, but I have to bust your bubble. Why pray only when life deals you a bad hand? Don't we know that God owns the whole land? Maybe we just don't understand. Get to know God and understand who he really is. I mean, he owns everything, so that means he's all really here. Why won't we realize that God loves us so much? If he squeezes you in life,
to a gentle touch. So much love he has for us, he sent his own son. Now all we have to do is live for him, because the war he has already won. Squeeze means trials and tribulations, circumstances and situations. And the same God and Father who owns the nation will also lead us to our own destination.
Mic check. We in the building. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in this broadcast. I hope y'all enjoying it like I am, man. It's real good. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't know it was going to be this good. You know, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Not even when I be getting the scriptures. Right? You know, it be doing what it do then. But when we all get together, see how I do? With God's spirit up in here. All right, so today's topic, 3 steps to following Jesus successfully. Denying yourself. Yeah, denying who you are without Jesus, denying who you can become without Jesus. You're rejecting that person. Rejecting your own way. Yeah, rejecting yourself. How about that? Instead of denying. Rejecting your selfish ways. Only thing, rejecting stuff that only benefits you. Now, I ain't talking about those times that you got to rest now. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about that selfish stuff, though. Yeah. Gotta be specific these days. You know what I'm talking about? So, take up your cross. That's step number 2. Live God's way. Yeah, find out what your purpose is, what the purpose that God put you here for, and start doing that. You gotta have God involved to find out what the purpose that he put you here for and how to do it. So, number 1 thing you can do is stop trying to be somebody else and be you. Be you, man. Be you, woman. Be you, children. Be you teenage rants. Step 3 is follow Jesus. Do what Jesus did. He done blazed the trails for you. The trail of life. He done walked the steps. You know, been tempted in every area like we did. We get tempted in. He done, I'm talking about, he did it without sinning. Thank you, Jesus. So you need somebody that's above you. You need somebody that's above me. You need somebody that's above pastor. And whoever above presidents. And kings and whoever else, these world leaders, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Do what Jesus did. Love God. Obey God. All right, so let's go. Second half, Romans chapter number 13. Let's go there. Romans chapter 13. Romans. That's in the New Testament. All right, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, then Romans. That's what you get to. That's how you get to it. Matthew first, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans is right after Acts. So, Romans chapter 13, once you find Romans chapter number 13. Once you find Romans chapter 13, go to verse 8 and wait. Yeah, that even rhymed. Yeah, Romans chapter number 13, then you go to verse 8 and you wait right there. All right, so Romans chapter number 13, verse 8 says, owe no man anything but to love one another. That means don't even owe nobody no money, right? Owe no man anything but to love one another. That's all you owe is L-O-V-E. That's it. Owe no man anything but to love one another. That's all you owe. For he that loves another has fulfilled the law. Look at this. You see this? He that loves another has fulfilled the law. What? See what happens when you deny yourself or you take your cross up and you follow Jesus? You can really hear from God. You can really get some understanding. So don't owe any man anything. Don't owe any human being anything but to love one another. That's it. For he that loves another has fulfilled the law. Look at the next verse. For this, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not kill. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah, because all of us got problems. All of us going to break one of them rules right there. And then Jesus said, God the Almighty said that if you're guilty of breaking one of the rules, you're guilty of breaking all of them. You see what I'm saying? So he even called out the laws right here. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not kill, steal, and went on. And then he said, if there is any other commandment, it's briefly comprehended in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Because you're supposed to know that I can't even do the law that God gave all of us to do. I can't even do it. You're supposed to know that you can't even do it. You see what I'm saying? Because he said if you break one of them, one of the commandments, you're guilty of breaking all of them. That puts us all in the same category and takes us all, it kills our religion. Yeah. It is briefly comprehended in this, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Because look at verse 10. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Love, if you love somebody, you're not going to do nothing evil to them. So if you love God, okay, why are you being disobedient? That's evil. Uh-oh, yes, sir. That's your number one love right there, all of us. Yeah, but love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. What's the fulfilling of law? Love. Yeah, you can't go wrong with love. Yeah, love. God is love. So, you know, don't think love make you weak. Nah, love will make you meek. You know, that's self-control and humble. You know what I'm saying? Not arrogant, not prideful. But it ain't taking none of your power away from you. Believe that, because God is love. He run his world every day like he want to do it. All right? Yeah, he know how to crush the goats and build up the sheep. He know what he doing. So we're in Romans chapter 13, verse 10 again. Love works no ill. Yeah, no evil or none of that. No, nothing bad to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Verse 11 says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation near than when we first believed. Now is our salvation near than when we believed. Yeah. I started walking with God, gave God my life and everything, got on this journey with him following Jesus in 2001. I was 21, 20, about to be 22 years old. Yeah, 2001. Born again of God. Now, Jesus is more closer to coming back than when I first believed. Jesus is more close to coming back than when you first believe. Our salvation, he's our Savior. Yeah. Our salvation is nearer than when we first believe. When we first believe, yeah, Jesus is closer to coming back now. So we will be stupid to stop believing that he ain't coming just because he ain't came yet. No, we're closer. Our salvation is nearer than when we first, when we believed at first. Verse 12 says, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Yeah, it's urgent. Urgency. Time is now. The night is far spent. It's gone away. The day is at hand. The day of the Lord is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Yeah, cast off all the works of darkness. Cast off the works of darkness. If you got to sneak and do it, okay. Cast off the work of darkness. That go for all of us. Let us put on the armor of light. Talking about you following Jesus, but always in darkness. Come on, man. Yeah, put on the armor of light. Do things God's way. All right? So this love is important because love is the fulfilling of the law. So that shows us right there that the commandments were to teach us how to love. Because you got to know that, man, these commandments, I can't even do all these. I can do this one, that one, that one, and that one. But then right here, I'm going to mess up right here. Right, all of us. And then when he said, if you break one, because he know all of us going to break one or more. Yeah, you can't do the Ten Commandments, whatever. You can't do that. That's why Jesus had to do it. And if you're sitting up here trying to do it yourself, you disqualify. Because Jesus fulfilled the law for us, and he telling us how to do it right here. Anyway, love is the fulfilling of the law. Love made Jesus do it for us. Love made him get on the cross for us. Love. God is love. Love is the fulfilling of the law. That's the important ingredient of everything. Because love will make you deny yourself. Love, yeah, if you love God, it'll make you deny yourself for him. If you love God, you really love, it'll make you take up your cross for him. If you love God, it'll make you follow Jesus. Well, I didn't know it was going like this, Father. But you did. Yes, sir. You knew it. Hallelujah. And I'm glad it's going this way. All right, now put a bookmark in Romans. Because we're going to come back and we're going to get into Romans chapter 8 just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But right now we got to go to James. Okay? Go to James chapter 2. Put something in Romans. We're going to come right back after we leave James to Romans. Don't be talking about, he ain't tell me. I'm telling you. All right? We're coming back to Romans. But right now, go to James chapter 2. James chapter number 2. James chapter number 2, one verse from James. James chapter 2, verse number 8. James chapter 2, verse 8. If you fulfill the royal law, see that? What's the royal law? According to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's the royal law. If you ain't never knew what it was, it's the royal law because it's above the other law, the commandments and all that. Mm-hmm. Because the commandments were to show us how to love. Love is the fulfilling of the law. And the reason that Jesus fulfilled it because he loved us. So if you fulfill the royal law, why y'all worrying about all these other laws and religions and stuff, man? I'm telling you. What about the royal law? You ever heard about that one? If you fulfill that one, if you do what the royal law says, according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. You're doing good. When you doing what the royal law is, which is what it says, what is the royal law? Loving your neighbor as yourself. Concern for others, not just yourself. You see what I'm saying? You got to love yourself too, but you got to love your neighbor just like you love yourself. If you split something and it ain't quite, you know, the bigger half, you know what I'm saying? It ain't quite equal, you know what I'm saying? But you split something, you going to take the bigger half or you going to give it to your neighbor? Uh-oh, y'all stuck. Come on now. The whole thing yours. You split it. You going to give half to your neighbor. You going to keep the bigger half or you going to get it up? Come on. What you going to do? I'm just saying. See how the little simple stuff we can understand God through the simple stuff. It says, but love your neighbor as yourself, though. Right? Love them as yourself. You do well. Well, they don't love you, hey. Can't hate nobody because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So you hate evil, hate sin. You see what I'm saying? All right, so let's go back over to Romans. So love your neighbor as yourself. At least you share it with them, right? All right, Romans chapter 8. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. We almost finished, too. We ain't got that much more to go. We're going to be right here for the most part in Romans chapter 8. We're going to go to one more place after that when we get out of Romans chapter 8, and that's it. We done, son. So Romans chapter 8, I still tell everybody, and I need to get into it because I ain't got into the whole Romans chapter 8 in a little minute myself, but Romans chapter 8, I always encourage folks to get into that whole chapter, man, and take your time. Don't be running through it. Take your time. Might take you a couple of days or whatever. Just get into it and make sure it's some good quality that you're getting from it, the good quality of the word and the power. All right, so Romans chapter 8, we're starting at verse 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation, no condemn, destruction, no damnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Not to them that's in Christianity, but to them which are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation to us, which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yeah, we sitting up here denying ourselves. That's the flesh. We walking after the Spirit now. Part of denying ourselves. Verse 2, Romans chapter 8 says, for the law of the Spirit of life, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And we just learned about the royal law that's greater than this law of sin and death. All right? Because look at verse 3. For what the law could not do, the commandments and all that, they couldn't do something. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God, okay? God sending his own son. See this? Because we couldn't do it. But God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. So the law couldn't condemn your sin in the flesh. But God did it through his own son, right? Coming in flesh and blood like us, for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. And then verse 4 says, Romans chapter 8, verse 4 says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Not the religion, but the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. How did it get fulfilled in us? Because something that the law couldn't do that God did through Jesus, and what Jesus did through us. He condemned sin. Okay? And then it says, and he fulfilled the righteousness of the law in us. Dual benefit. Condemned sin in the flesh, and that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Yeah, the righteousness is greater than sin, and the righteousness has replaced the sin. He condemned sin so that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. In us now. Something taking place inside of us. Who walk not after the flesh. We're not walking after the flesh and with our logic and our five senses, but we're walking after the Spirit. Verse 5, Romans chapter 8 says, for they that are after the flesh, yeah, there's two kinds of people in this world, those that's after what they flesh want and those that's after the Spirit, what God wants. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They're going to cater to and take care of the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, that's us, the things of the Spirit. We're going to mind and take care of the things of the Spirit. Carnally minded, which is flesh minded, right? Logic, which you know, your knowledge and your senses will make sense to you and your, you know, five senses, your physical. To be carnally minded is death. Just using your physical only, being that person that you can become without Jesus, that's death. That's why you don't want your own way, that's death. Not denying yourself, that's death. To be carnally minded, flesh minded, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Yes, sir. I like that one. That's the one I want. So you got to get it. Yeah, spiritually minded, not carnal minded, not thinking just with your flesh and with yourself. No, deny yourself. You got to think with the mind of Christ, get the mind of Christ, be spiritual minded now, because that gives you life and peace. Because to do that thinking, that's going to get you death. Only going after your flesh, the sinful flesh. This is an adulterous and sinful generation we live in. Adulterous and sinful world. They cheating on God. Yeah, they married to God. We're created by God. But they don't push God out of the way, cheating on God with the devil. They embracing Satan now. Adulterous and sinful generation. So no, you don't supposed to think like them. No, you don't supposed to agree with them and their lifestyles. No, you don't supposed to. You are sitting up here following Jesus Christ and they are thinking different and going against what God is thinking and what God is saying and the way that God created us to live and be. So you don't supposed to agree with them. Alright, you following Jesus. Because the carnal mind, check this out, the carnal mind is enmity against God. Everything I just said against God, right? For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they got a dead mind. It's not subject to God if you're going to continue to operate in a dead mind. Verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. They that are in the flesh, always in your flesh, always in your feelings, what you feel, what you see, what you think, yeah. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God because you're only thinking about pleasing yourself when you think like that. When you're only thinking in your flesh brain. Only thinking about this physical world. We're not just physical. We're spiritual first. We're born again. When you're born again, you're spiritual. All right, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Even though you're in the body, but you're not operating by what your body wants. You're operating by what the spirit wants. Because that's the real you. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you now. If you got the spirit of God dwelling in you, and God connects with your conscience. So sometimes God will answer you sounding just like you and using the same words you use because he talks to you through your conscience, but you won't know it's him. And sometimes he just, you know, like say what he say in his unique way, his voice, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, he'll come through that thing sound just like you, talk just like you, talk just like you talk. Yep. Talking through our conscience. His spirit connecting with our spirit. All right, so verse 9, Romans chapter 8 says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. We're in the world, but we're not of it. We're of the word while we're in this world. Because if you're going to be operating just in the flesh and by what the flesh wants, it's going to get you in trouble. It's carnal mind, that's death. But spiritually minded, that's life. That's what you want, right? But are you going to be bold enough to have, I'm talking about, to go after it? To become spiritual minded, because that's life and peace. All right, Romans chapter 8, verse 9, trying to finish it up. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. So it's never you by yourself. It got to be the spirit of God dwelling in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you don't have the spirit of Christ, you don't belong to God. If you're sitting up here rejecting Jesus, talking about, but you believe in God, you don't have, or you don't belong to God. Yeah, you got answers to him, but you chose not to, you know, bow down, not to be humble and give your will over and do things his way. You chose to do things your own way. Yeah, what look good to you and what feel good and smell good and taste good to you, you went after that. Not how to please God. You wanted to learn how to please yourself. See, the Spirit of God, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man, if any human doesn't have the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Because you got to have Jesus in order for God to accept you. So all them religions, they give more proof that all those religions are under the devil's influence. Yep. Romans chapter number 8, go down to verse number 14. Circle this verse if you haven't highlighted or something. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, that's what you want. Yeah, that set you up for success, more success, being led by the Spirit of God, not by your emotions, not by how you feel. Sometimes you'll feel, you know, what God is saying, you'll feel like doing it. So a lot of times you won't, so you can't be going by your feelings. You got to be led by his spirit. A lot of times you won't. Yeah, that's how you know man didn't write this Bible, because the Bible goes against our flesh. We're seeing it right now. That's why you have to read Romans chapter 8. I told you, get into that whole chapter. Take your time. Yeah. Got to, even though with this flesh will mess you up, you got to get out of it. So be led by the spirit. Verse 14, Romans chapter 8, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It didn't say as many as are led by Christianity, as many as are led by their pastors, as many as are led by the churches, as many as are led by the government. It didn't say nothing. As many as are led by politicians. Mm-mm. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's us. That's how you're a son of God. Yeah, you led by his spirit, told you. Follow Jesus. Do what Jesus did. Jesus loved God. Jesus obeyed God. Do what Jesus did. Romans chapter 8, verse 19 says, for the earnest expectation of the creature, the earnest expectation, the creature expecting something, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, waiting for you to find out who you are, that you are a son of God. We're children of God, right? The manifestation of the sons of God, the creation itself, the creature itself, is waiting for God's power to be displayed through us, waiting for God's power to be displayed through you. The earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Sons of God, spirit led by the Spirit of God, not by religion, not by tradition, none of that. By his word and his spirit teaching us. We're still in Romans chapter 8. Go down. We got two more verses from here. Then we got one more verse overall, and then we're done. So Romans chapter 8. We appreciate you being here. Appreciate your attention. Take what you're hearing and what you're learning and apply it to your life. Don't just let this be for this moment. Ooh, it felt real good and it seemed good for this moment. Nah, man, this will get you right for life. It says he daily loads us with benefits. Romans chapter 8, yeah, daily get yourself into this word and spend some time with God too. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and verse 29 says, and we know that all things work together for good. Look at this. No stress. Too blessed to be stressed. Why? Because we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. If you love God, everything working for your good then. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Told you. You got to be doing his purpose, what he created you for. Everything that will happen in your life will work out for your good. He's not responsible for letting everything work out in your life for good if you're not about his business and you ain't loving him. Let me read this verse again so you can get some understanding. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That's why all things work together for you good if you love God and you buy his business. Verse 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, whom God knew ahead of time, right? Foreknow. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. That go ahead, right? He already set something up for you. He predestinated you. He pre something. If it's pre in there, that means it's before, right? He predestinated. He set it. He set your destiny up to go the way to lead to him. Yeah. So, for whom he did foreknow, had foreknowledge of, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. What's the image of his son? Yeah, we following Jesus. We denying ourselves. We taking up our cross, following Jesus. Yeah, we're going to be conformed into the image of his son because we know as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. So, he already set us up to be conformed into the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. That he the firstborn among many brethren. Yeah, we're sons of God because of the son, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Not nothing that we did, but because of all that he did. You know what I'm talking about? All right, one more verse, one more place we're going to. And I'm getting ready to close. Yes, sir. I'm getting ready to close, yeah. I'm closing, yes, sir. Ecclesiastes. You ran out of breath on that one, boy. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. That's after Proverbs. You find Psalms, then after Psalms you find Proverbs, then after Proverbs you find Ecclesiastes. So go there. You ain't talking about Ezekiel now. Ecclesiastes, ECC, is in there. Okay? Ecclesiastes. So if you find Psalm, you're warm, and then you keep going and find Proverbs, you're getting warmer. And then after you find Proverbs, ding, 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 you fire hot, shouting, you're on fire. Ecclesiastes chapter number, what's it, 12? Yeah, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Ready? It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let us hear the conclusion. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You ready? Fear God. Reverence God. Honor God. Okay? Act like God is really watching everything you're doing for real. Fear God. All right? And keep his commandments. Obey God. So reverence God. Live life on this earth like God is watching everything you're doing because he is. And then it says, keep his commandments, which is obey him. Do what he tells you. Whatever he commands you to do, do it. For this is the whole duty of man. This is the whole duty of man. The whole duty of humans. This is our whole purpose. Fearing God, doing what he says. All right? So deny your selfishness. Take up your cross, which is find out what your purpose is, what God purpose, what God created you for. All right? God come to him. So take up your cross. Do your purpose that God created you for. And then it says, follow Jesus. And that's fearing God and keeping his commandments. Father, thank you for these scriptures and for these. Man, thank you for your word, for feeding our faith. Thank you for teaching us, encouraging us, and empowering us today. Continue to have your way, Father, in the almighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. When hip-hop meets Christ, man, 3 steps to following Jesus successfully. I enjoyed that. I hope you did, too. You know what I'm talking about? We'll get at you next time, though. Keep your faith in God, man. Peace.
Fourth quarter time.
I was born into poverty, knew the world was my robbery, submitted to desires which turned me into a liar. Seen a lot of bad days and brothers who passed away, but the Lord still spared me and missing my bad ways. You care less about accolades when you calculate more than half of the world don't care nothing but trying to act safe. The track blazed and I was raised from the ashes of Trinity, kept the enemy from keeping my mind captive, was attracted to money, drugs, girls, and loaded ratchets, till God showed me your man is more than just a theatrics. Established the foundation, don't wanna ruin it. Twist up my music, consider who I'm influencing. Know the devil be trying to do me in, but I'm breathing, which is good enough reason to keep pursuing him.
Jesus.
Could've been shot or locked up with some hooligans.
Jesus.
He stepped up and died for all my foolish sins. Thought I was down for the count. No father in the house, mom raised me with every ounce. And she told me the sand can is a word I shouldn't pronounce. I had doubts, but I feared not, got a clear shot. Got daughters to raise and a wife who was so amazing. I was sleeping without the days in. Crying cause God wasn't in my equation. But now my eyes open, I'm focused on all my brethren. I'm heading in a different direction. Can have all the material things and still hit a dead end. I pray for peace and prosperity for my adversaries. You live wrong, there's a chance you won't live long. So live on, live on. Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. I pray you hear that I'm thankful.
Rapper, floss, yeah.
Tomorrow's never promised a thing.
It was just another flight, like any other night. This is me on stage, that's the crowd getting hype. But deep down I figured something wasn't right. I'm not moving like I become accustomed to. I can't breathe and at the same time rap to you. That was the longest flight home, fam, I'm telling you. Back to the crib, mind wonders what. A trip to the ER that blows to the gut. Admitted on a Monday, a home away from home. I got fam on the way, but I felt so alone. Diagnosed with a blood clot. Rushed to the trauma unit like I've been shot. A couple hours of commotion. I'm still thanking God for my life. Cause I ain't wanna really go to the hospital. But he tapped me on the shoulder that night. I'm thankful.
Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. I pray you hear that I'm thankful. Tomorrow's never promised, I'm thankful. Promise, I'm thankful.
So I'm thankful for the clothes on my back.
even though it ain't the baddest year. Shirt from the thrift store and shorts that I grab from Sears. My car LeBron, it's an 03 Cavalier. The air and the heat ain't working, I'm still certain I'm thankful. Roll the windows down and let the breeze blow. I want a milli, but got everything I need. So really my future seed and my wife is who I succeed for, and who I bleed for. And y'all breathe slow, cause each breath I'm inhaling is like a pot of gold. Thankful for those treasures, I hope my heavenly father knows. Why before I go, I spend each day on this planet in such a way that I ain't taking for granted all the joys and the pains that he faithfully handed. Using my space to cut faces, try and make an advantage, cause you just get one deal. And this is why I feel, if it's 5-course meals or I'm making a sandwich, I'm still thankful. For real, man, pass the bread, let's get it poppin'.
Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. I pray you hear that I'm thankful. Tomorrow's never promised, I'm thankful. Promise, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. Lyrically preaching, with speaking, I'm reaching the lost. Gotta carry my cross, everywhere that I go. The fear of the Lord, the beginning of knowledge. But since they got college, they thinking they know more than my God who is here. From the beginning, no limit, he reigned. Forever and ever defeated the devil when he sent his son on the cross, Wayne Hayes. Yeah. Then he gave us new vision for heart circumcision by sanctification. So now we living through Christ, fulfilling the purpose we given with no hesitation. Light of the world, we unashamed, sold out for God and we bearing their fruit. So compromise, but we recognize that only be saved when we give them the truth. Yeah. And so that's all that we give them. Be how to come, no more play in the middle. Deny your physical, walk in the spiritual. God got the power, ain't nobody realer. But back to the matter at hand, this is why bottom we taking a stand. Got our foundation, we pray for the nation that they will repent and start worshiping man. Yeah, cause when you worship man, you worship Satan himself, who always wanted to be like God. That's why he got kicked out. I pray that you turn from sin and turn to Jesus, cause he the only way. Listen, sitting, I look at the news. They robbing, they raping, they killing. Satan got this world so confused. No self-control, they act out for feelings. They banned us from praying in schools. They wonder what's up with the youth. All this teaching about evolution, a waste of your time, cause Jesus the truth. You need him, his word is the proof. How you think we were converted? Overseas, they dying for Christ. Get killed on their knees while they worship. Then look at American churches. Some preaching that money is blessings. Like you got the favor of God. As long as you whipping the Lexus. But know that these worldly possessions gon' pass away like this flesh that we live in. You really want life, then turn to the Christ. Fully surrender, give in. Once you're born again, you won't fit in. They'll see you and notice the difference. Endure to the end, you'll be saved. Through Jesus, we go in the distance. Endure to the end, you'll be saved. For Jesus, we go in the distance.
For Jesus, we go in the distance.
Yeah, that's right. No matter what the world try to tell us, we still trusting and believing in the word of God. Cause we know Jesus is the way, truth, and the life. And no man can get to the Father except through him. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. And any man in Christ is a new creature with new desires and new ways. Yeah.
Name it for God, and he is control, yeah. knee, got the soul, got the soldier. Bow down, take a knee, that's what I propose, yeah. Homie, what your manners?
No cap.
Every nation's anthem,
we'll have to kneel to Hosanna,
Lord now, been Lord then. Never waited for endorsement. Never cared about a Forbes list when you got God as your portion. Turn a cold heart into Mozart or the world stars to get world star. Your boy wise like goes on. Talking Jason Bateman. You wanna be like Jesus? Might have to flip some tables. Who is greater? I'll wait. You wanna make my day? I know Christ got the keys. Like you doing ballet. Who my God can't say? That's a finger roll-lay.
Oh God.
No lie, no bow tie, faux mind, get the fucking like a faux pie. He the first and the last, knew the ending from the beginning of your time. He the light and the sun, when he comes sunlight, it get no shine. So high with a low bride, made low showing no pride. Took a late stroll on a low tide, for the lame folk on a boat ride. Can't go to we won't die, gave hope to the same folk that were hating on to be a dope guy. Most try, but it don't fly, he the lamb and the goat. True and living God with a capital G on it. Me and KB lean on it, point blank period, with a T on it.
Your back, but the world against you. What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? When the world is against you, what you really gonna do? You gon' fold like a coward or trust the God in you. God gave you that dream, he counting on you. Your trouble shouldn't get you down, your faith will get you through. Feeling pressure from people, I just be trying to make my way. Still trusting you, Father, and talking to you every day. It's a lot of disrespect when you ain't got money. If they got it and you don't, they gonna look at you funny. If you wasn't always at the top, where your sympathy at? I'm not gonna always be like this, just watch God bring me back. Shooting bullets, knowing that you really can't see me. I hit my life inside of Christ, you couldn't see me on TV. Passing trials are blessing because we learn our Father's law. I'ma take it and flip it and then give it to you all. So when the world is against me, it's what I'm gonna do. Keep my faith and God on me, not what about you. What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? You try to preach, you try to reach, you try to teach, but they don't wanna hear your speech. So what you do, it can get discouraging sometimes. Wait a minute, Christ is giving hope through these rhymes. I guess they don't understand, I guess they don't know. Without Christ in our lives, bro, we really can't grow. Today when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. God is always with you from the very start. Now you rejected him, trying to live your life. Just realize there's no life outside of Christ. Keep your faith, even when they slander your name. It comes with following Christ, so there's no need to blame. Come join me and let's turn up in the Savior. Come on, man, don't worry about your behavior. Father, help us do what we got to do. And when the world is against us, keep trusting you. What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true?
Already worked a lot of hours for a little bit of pay, and then they hit you when you off. Come out coming today. They change the rules in the middle of the game. It's a shame. For a little bit of money, fools are blowing out your brains. Switching the lanes in the Suburban when I'm riding, trying to let the youth know that Christ is arriving soon. They think they got time, but they don't. They acting like they got your back, but they really won't. Bust a grape in the grapefruit fight. I'm just saying, y'all wrong, I'm right. Or if I'm wrong, then I don't want to be right. And I'm just saying, if you right, I don't want to live that life tonight. I'm earning stripes because I'm going through the go-through. Going through the pain and the pressure, and it hurts too. Trying to let you know, God got it and he sees you. Trying to let you know, I'm just here to let you know.
Jesus. That's what this is about. Lord, get your glory, to God be the glory. Lord, get your glory, to God be the glory. Lord, get your glory, to God be the glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, get your glory, to God be the glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
I got a grill up in my mouth, I came up in the dirty south. Listen to what I'm saying and you can tell it's Jesus' house. What did you expect to see? Cause it show no fame about me. We were all made to give glory to the Almighty God. We bold as a lion with it. If you want it, you can get it. It is Jesus, why you at it? He coming at you automatic. And as long as God say so, we gon' roar and we gon' go. Turn around and stretch our wings and soar just like a strong eagle. Going hard, preaching the word in and out to God's people. Praising God in the streets and praising him under the dusty foe. Doing this thing for real and let you know that my God, he reigns. If you're wondering, worrying about us, man, we out here doing our thing.
Lord, get your glory, to God be the glory.
Go.
Lord, get your glory, to God be the glory. Lord, get your glory, to God be the glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
As I look over my life, I see I never been defeated. I give glory to God, he's always been there whenever I need it. I feel the power of his presence when I hit the stage. I explode and unload like I've been locked in the cage. Fireman on the scene, watch me burn it down and refine the gold that you hold in your spirit now. They say you can't, I say you can, let me prove it to you. All things are possible with God working through you. If you knew you could change the world, would you even try? I believe you would, cause I see that fire in your eyes. Take off that disguise and reveal your true identity. So God can get the glory, King, and you can get the victory.
Lord, get your glory, to God be the glory.
Go.
Lord, get your glory, to God be the glory.
Yeah.
hallelujah. Get your eyes off me, I'm pointing you to him. He's the most high, way above the rim. Show me the suit to preach, I'm still gonna reach all the lost souls, that's my father's goal. So hypocrites, play your roles. Jesus Christ, please save the souls from going to hell. This ain't the playground. Jesus, the Lord's all bowing down. Bow down to one greater than you. I got someone to introduce you to. His name is Jesus. Heard it before. Get him in your life. Get him back to show. Today, tomorrow, 20 years from now. Believe it or not, he got all the power. Believe it's one devil got that down pat. At the green light, say you make that paper stack. Don't forget, Jesus coming back. Looking at me funny, it's a matter of fact. Jesus, the truth. Reaching out to the youth. Going to school in America, please don't shoot. Jesus, the answer. Jesus, promise all of us. The Bible, not the revolver. It ain't about me, all for his glory. The Bible is for you, a true love story.
Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory.
Go, 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 go.
Lord, get your glory to God.
Yeah. Hey.
Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Go, hallelujah.
Go,
hallelujah.
Go,
hallelujah.
Go,
go. Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Sleepy Hollow, Game Breaker, Fifth Seal. Let's go. One kid a demon like, oh yes, yes, walking with the Lord, I ain't lost my test yet. And then the earth crack plate left, and then the short breath, in the war to the cadence, and then the symphony, I'm talking to the Christ, what it did to me. No parts, no sinners, yo, and not a friend of the world, no sympathy. Living in the apocalypse until they get rid of me. Look at these souls out here looking lost. Tell them about the Lord, see I'm dying for the cause. You recognize the power when they took them off the cross. Taking back the scripture, medicine elixir, prayer the prescription, edify the mixture. The Pope is a liar, baptize the aliens, what kind of lies you selling? The kingdom of Satan is desolate, stuck in the fire. You burn for eternity, surely it's vicious. Stay away from the warlocks and witches. I covered it, if I do kick it, ain't none of us tripping. I swear that I'm Christian. Look at the mission, listen to rhythm, let's take out, go get them. Ain't no religion, ain't no more Catholic, ain't no more Mormon or Rasta. Ain't no false doctrine, no room for imposter.
No question,
no question,
no question,
don't doubt that. The Lamb, never, Hannibal left us, petition rejected, check it, Jesus Christ is the message, and Lucifer felt so pathetic, they probably label Rev heretic, put the truth in my music, they hate it, Christ elevated, they judge like I made it, they Judas, I will not debate it. Even the Lord and through him we conquer. But it just seemed like some looking for conscience. While the lost soul out here fighting the monster. Whole house broke, folks strung on coke. Come on, call on Christ who exhausts the option. This, that, hope, spend seasons watching. Let's take heed, man, lead the gospel. And we fall from perfect, but the trial is worth it. Please understand that the new world order is the new world slaughter. But a Christ on your son and your daughter. Running for the rock, but the rock gon' cry. When you gon' stop hitting folks with the lies. Suicide, homicide, when they listen to the man telling lies. Selling eight books, fake motivation. Running with the Satan, still pray for him and awaken.
No question, who I'm working for.
No question.
It ain't no question, ain't no question, who I'm
no question
for.
Standing firm, written in stone, blessed by the hand of Jesus Christ, covered under the blood.
No question, ain't no question, who I'm working for.
Real highlight when you had Christ. Highlight real, still in the field. No slave with a big hat or the chain. All we do is pray God like every day. Yeshua in the name is a good flame. Inhale Lucifer in the bad one. Lightning and he fell such a sad one. Send it one way to get no rest for the wicked. And who the best I can hear left? Man, live fearless and know the Lord reign. Hey, and let us pray about a many things. Say to the Lord what you need to say. Yeah, and your cuffs run up over man. What? No FEMA dance in the FEMA cane. We getting out of here, raptured in the promised land, eh? From the Father by Christ's hand, plan, eh? And what it be, I know you feel me, and come and see what the Lord did with the kid, and come to know what the Lord do with you, oh, I'm on the move like 1-2, in the Lord's army, and they can't harm me, enemy problem, this is real gospel, and it don't cost you, just put all your trust in the Lord like
no question, no question,
don't ever doubt that,
no.
Give your life unto him. Repentance is the way. Opposite that, death, hell, and destruction. These
the last days of times. Mr. Revolution signing out. Game Breaker, Fifth Seal, Sleepy Hollow. Yeah.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.